Greetings. I am Delilah, your wellness warrior and gentle guide. I want to thank you for your choice to take part in Divine Tantra Wellness programming. In this quick video, I want to share with you some things that you can do to prepare for your first session and hopefully get the most benefit out of your session. The first thing you want to do is, after making the decision and the choice to take part in Divine Tantra Wellness programming, is to designate a space to devote to your practice. Now, this is generally a space in your home, but it can also be a space outdoors in nature somewhere, or somewhere where you feel very comfortable and where you can go and practice without being disturbed. This should be a place that is clean as it can be, free of clutter, and a place where you can go and not be disturbed for at least 20 minutes at a time. Now, this space can be a simple corner in your bedroom. It can be a particular space in your dining room area, in your living room, in an office. But you want this space to be a space that brings you peace and calmness. And if this is not something that you already have, this is something that you want to grow into and to develop this space to be. So with this being said, you can set up an altar in your space, and there will be more videos and information about how to do that if that's something you choose to do. You can make sure you have comfortable seating. For a lot of people, this seating is actually on the floor, because some of your practices may involve poses and body positions that are most comfortable doing on the floor. You may have a blanket or something nearby to keep you warm and comfortable. You may also have pillows that you can prop up on or prop up with to make sure that you're comfortable during your time of practice and reflection in your designated tantric space. Now, one thing I do want you to know, that if you choose to have this space in your bedroom or in a common area in your home, you want to make sure that it is in a space with someone whom you will be practicing tantra with, or someone who can understand or is supportive in your endeavors to practice tantra. So this is what I have to say about your designating your space. Now, one thing you can do to clear that space, to really prepare it, to clean the energy in that space, is by, of course, burning sage, or you can light or burn incense. I recommend frankincense or frankincense and myrrh incense. For purification, you can also burn, and this is my favorite or my preference, to burn resin. And you would get like a little piece of charcoal, and you can usually find this in a Whole Foods store or some kind of organic market or something like that. You'd be able to find this, but it's a small piece of charcoal with a little divot in the middle of it, and you would place a small bit of, you would light it up, of course, using a match. You would probably want to get one of those long matches so that you have time to allow this charcoal to heat up. And once it is sparked and heated up, you put the resin inside the little divot on the charcoal and allow it to burn and purify the area and cleanse the energy in the space. You also want to get a journal, something that you can write down your insights that you will probably be getting over time, and your reflections and things like that, and even writing down some of the exercises that you do and the effects that it has on your mind, body, and spirit, so that you can just be mindful of that and you can go back to it down the road if you choose to do that. Now, this journal should be something beautiful. A lot of times they say it's best to write on what they call parchment paper, or some kind of like cotton paper or something like that. But really, it really doesn't matter. This can be just a simple stack of notebook paper, or it can actually be a journal that's really pretty, that you can draw on, that you can decorate however you wish, or buy already in its state of beauty. And you want to get a writing utensil that you really enjoy writing with, something you enjoy looking at, something that writes smoothly or really fits well in your hands, so that it can feel good and be something that you enjoy doing. Now, I do have some clients who are not typically the writing types. So their journal may actually be their tablet, their Android or iPad or what have you. And they may just have a note section on there where they type up their reflections and what have you. That works too. I also have clients who prefer to speak their reflections. So they have just a small handheld tape recorder or voice recorder that they use for those same purposes. So in any case, you want to make sure that you have that available and ready so that you can jot down notes and reflect in it. Along with that, before your initial session, you want to take time to take what I call a spiritual bath, or a very cleansing or a cleansing bath. Now, a lot of people say, I don't like to take baths, I don't like to sit in the water, and that's okay. If you want to take a shower first and then get in the water or the bathtub, then that works. And I'll also give you an option for taking a spiritual shower too, if that is something that you would prefer over a spiritual bath. But with this spiritual bath, of course, you want to designate a time of at least 20 minutes where you won't be disturbed. You want a very clear and clean area in your bathroom where you plan on taking this spiritual bath. And you want to warm, run your bath, and you can run this bath with warm water. You want to fill the tub up before you get in it, okay? You want to fill it up to a comfortable level. And a comfortable temperature. Now, you can use bubbles if you want. You don't have to. You could just have plain water, but you definitely want to add salt to your water, because the salt has properties in it that helps to cleanse, detox, and purify. So you want to add salt to the water. It could be regular table salt, although that's not my preference. It can be regular table salt, but it can also be sea salt, it can be Epsom salt, it can be any mixture of those types of salts. Whatever salts you have or that may be easily accessible, you want to put this in the water. And then you want to immerse your body in the water. And while you're in the water, you want to focus on relaxing and breathing and just having this moment with yourself, okay? And as you near or get closer to the 20 minute mark of bathing and soaking in your spiritual bath, you want to so-called baptize yourself. You want to fully immerse your complete body underneath the water. Now, if your entire body can't fit underneath under the water at the same time, that's fine. As long as your entire body, including your face, your head, your hair, everything, at some point is immersed in the spiritual bath. So you want to do that and have your spiritual bath last about 20 minutes. You can go a little longer than that if you like, a little shorter, but that's the general time range for your spiritual bath. And during this time, you just want to reflect. You can use this time to think about your intentions for your tantric time or your tantric session, you can use this time to make a vow to yourself to let go and release those things you don't desire to have in your life, or you no longer want or need, and then open yourself up to receiving that which you are ready for and that which you desire, truly desire for yourself. Along with that, like I said before, you can reflect on your intentions, your goals, and your desired outcomes for your process or your tantric journey. So you want to reflect on that while you're in your spiritual bath. And then, of course, when you get out of the bath, you would, if you can, you want to just allow yourself to air dry. You don't necessarily want a towel off. You want to just allow yourself to air dry. And you can use that time to just lay and relax and reflect. So that's my insight and my suggestions for how you can prepare best for your first tantric session, and prepare for your tantric journey. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me, and the contact information will be shown immediately after this video or in this video. And you can also follow the link that will be provided or the website address for more information. Thank you for your time and energy. I look forward to working with you and sharing more with you in my next video. Peace.